Welcome to the Top of the Morning Show. It's your girl, TT from the D, everybody. Happy Monday. I hope that you guys had a wonderful weekend. The weather was pretty decent here in Detroit, in Michigan, I should say. The sun was out. We had a little bit of rain, but not a lot. And I, for one, had a fabulous weekend. I was able to be a part of a well-needed here in the city, authentic circle where people can come and be themselves when it comes to their music. Shout out to Artistry of a Black Flower. Vaughn and Kyra did an amazing job, as always. And I'm super excited because Kyra is also TT from the D, official licensed clinical therapist. She sits on our team, and I am super excited to have her be a part of the show. She'll be coming on very soon. Her and her partner, who happens to be her sister, Vaughn, they'll be talking about their May Cypher coming May 25th. It's a show you don't want to miss. So that'll be for Tap In Tuesday, and I'm definitely going to have Kyra, our resident licensed therapist, come through. We have some things to unpack very soon for you, ladies and gentlemen. On another note, we're going to talk about something that is quite interesting. Different marriage topics. And when I say that, it's things that we as married people deal with in our everyday lives, individually and collectively with our spouses, okay? So I'll just kind of just run down a couple and then we'll unpack a couple, okay? See what your thoughts are. So we deal with finances in our marriages. You know, a lot of times when you have two people that's working, you bring your finances together for one to run that house, right? Now you could, now I say could, be like, okay, we putting everything in one pot, right? Then you could, and I say could, say, you know what, I get my money, you get your money, and then we make sure our house is taken care of, whatever that looks like, right? Because managing finances, it starts with the practical things, right? Your lights, your gas, groceries, necessities, things you need around the house, right? Now, y'all gonna decide if y'all want a joint account or individual account, all right? That's totally up to y'all. Totally up to y'all. But I will tell you that finances is one of the main leading causes of divorces. So it's important to tackle and talk about that subject. Some people be like, you need to. Because a lot of people go through things when it comes to finances that you wouldn't believe. And it could put a strain on your marriage. Because if you're not discussing your financial goals, you know, you could be blending, putting in, your spouse putting in, and you want to get a new set of golf clubs, hypothetically, male or female, okay? Because ladies golf too. Or you've been saving up because you've been looking at this car because you kind of want to get rid of your car, but you ain't discussed it. And you just feeling like, well, we both work, we make good money. Yeah, but what's our priority? And if you're trying to do something, it's a goal of yours and you haven't shared it and I ain't aware. And then I thought about something to do and I ain't shared it. When y'all go to that joint account or when you just say, hey, we need some extra money for blah, 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 because I'm getting ready to get this. And it's like, yo, wait a minute. What happened? When was you going to do that? When was you going to tell me? I was like, nope, just chat about it. Okay. Finances covers money. Money, right, is the thing that we use to handle our business, and it leads to the finances, right? You can use credit cards, but it all rolls up into the same thing. Beliefs. This is why they say people should not be put together if they are unequally yoked. I know that's a hard one, but people say it. You must know what each other beliefs are and respect it. Now, if one could convert to the other, that's great, but a lot of times people don't convert, right? many couples don't really share a religion or a spiritual background. Hypothetically, you could be Christian, they could be an atheist. How does that work? Now, is it a requirement to have a belief in a successful marriage? No. But I believe that it's important to have a belief. And I would hope that you believe that there is a higher being. How deep is your belief? I don't know. It's not for me to know, nor judge, nor find out. But I would hope that you believe in something. Okay. Another one is conflict. A lot of married couples go through problems because they don't know how to handle conflict. A simple disagreement can get blown out of proportion. And a lot of times it's because people didn't grow up with that. So they don't know what that looks like healthy, right? They might say, well, shoot, you know, my parents didn't talk about stuff, or they fought all the time, or they didn't, or, you know, my dad's, you know, ran the house, or my mama ran the house, and it was law. And it's like, oh, okay. And here you come trying to have, you know, a lasting, healthy marriage, right? Because your parents could have been like that. It does not mean that it was a healthy marriage or relationship. Okay. Then let's talk about those love languages. Ah, the five love languages. I'm going to unpack this book. I still owe you guys What Did You Expect by Paul Tripp, but I definitely have to introduce you all to the love language book. It's actually called The Five Love Languages. And it's how to express heartfelt commitment with your mate. And it's brought to you by Dr. Gary Chapman. I have the book in my library. My husband and I actually had to read that book before our pastor would even marry us. We actually used that book in our premarital class. And it was so good. It was so good. I really appreciate how we unpacked that book together, and we were able to go back successfully and share what we learned. Career. Yeah, career is another one, okay? I think it's important before people get married to talk about what your goals are. Like, do you want to have a career? Or do you want to have a family? Do you think that you want to have a family and a career? You know, are you going to be an at-home mom? Heck, are you going to be an at-home dad? You know, are you guys going to go 50-50 with that? How important is your career to you? For some, it's just a job. For others, it really is a career. And it's best to understand what you guys want for the longevity of your relationship. Communication. Oh my God. Another reason people divorce: lack of communication. We all have different communication styles, but there are four communication styles that seem to be pretty good or not, right? Passive, aggressive, passive aggressive, and assertive. We could unpack those a little bit different. Now, another one, differing in your values. It's kind of with your beliefs. Like, okay, how you should raise your child or children, you know, to spank or not to spank, you know. Some people are like, oh yeah, we don't spank. And then people say, I don't spare the rod. You know, you got to talk about that before you start having a child or children, because yeah, what are you going to do? Do you believe in getting a child immunized? Okay. And that could really, really bring on a big issue, because what if your religious says, no, we don't do that. And then you marry somebody and you want to have a child with somebody that says, okay, we believe that we do that. Problem. Okay. Yep. Now, future planning is not a deal breaker, but a lot of times we don't plan for the future. What is our retirement going to look like? You know, God forbid, but it's going to inevitably happen. What do you wish to be done when you leave this life if I outlive you? These are tough conversations, but it's conversations you think people are having and they're not. They're not. Now here's one. This one right here. Yeah, this one right here. Infidelity. Mm-hmm. We don't want to talk about it because we don't want it to happen. If you're lucky, it won't. But what happens if it does? That person breaks the vow, the promise to remain faithful to you, or you are the one who broke the promise. Is it we not ever going to be able to repair this type of situation? Have you had that conversation? Like, hey, you know, nobody wants to worry about that. Nobody wants to say, hey, yeah, my significant other is going to cheat. And nobody, I don't think anybody starts out feeling like, oh, well, I'm about to cheat on my wife. Oh, I'm about to cheat on my husband. I think there's different layers in every relationship, and you just have to figure out the layer in which you are going to be in or you have been in and how to handle it. How I handle something, you may handle different. How you handle something, I may handle different. As Glorilla said, at the end of the day still has to end. Okay? Carrying old debts. Yep, we got to talk about that. Because your debt becomes their debt. Think about it. You owe $50,000. Now we hypothetically speaking. You married. Okay? Y'all got that joint account we just talked about. Your bank account gets levied. And you like, what the F? Where's my money? What happened? Woo, woo, woo. And then it's like, oh, dang. They must have levied you because of so-and-so, so-and-so. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You owe what? Like, ooh. You got to talk about that. That old debt, it ain't going nowhere. Old school loans, old repos, you know, all kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. They ain't forgot. The lenders ain't forgot. Domestic duties is another issue that's causing a lot of strife in marriages. Y'all gonna take turns doing the dishes? Or do you have a system? You wash, I dry, I put them away. You know, is it just one-sided? Oh, no, I don't do dishes. They do dishes. The garbage, cleaning. Can you just come in? And walk out your clothes and think I'm going to pick them up, right? You walk in, you take your clothes up, you just leave them there. Like, what is that looking like? You got to talk about that. Do you do all the cooking? Do we share that responsibility, right? Washing clothes, you know. Do you know how to wash? Do you want to wash? Are we not doing that? Is this something we agree? Like, okay, I'll take care of the house and you take care of the bills. These are discussions we don't talk about. Like, what's your living style, right? The biggest one, children. How does your partner feel about children? How do you feel about children? Do you guys want a child or children? You want maybe two, they want six. Well, if you say I don't, and they hell bent on six, then you're not the one for them, man or woman. Because let me be clear, they'll learn to love me and they'll forget all about it. No, if a person desires to want a child or children, that's what they want. I know a couple right now struggling, love each other, but struggling because one of them wants children so badly. And the other is like, no, I'm good with us, just us. Maybe that person doesn't like kids. I don't know. But the spouse is like, yo, I thought we'd be together for a couple years. We're young and then we'll go on to have children. And the spouse is like, I don't want none. How about we just keeper animals, and we just keep it like that, and, you know, let's keep it moving. Let's not lose nothing. And it's kind of like, that's selfish. But when you don't have these conversations prior to jumping the broom, this is what you end up going through. Okay. Another issue is intimacy, lack of intimacy, right? If you're a person that says, you know what, I really could do without sex, I'm good, I don't have to have sex. Okay, but what about your significant other? Are they very sexual? Are they a very sexual person where they like to be touched? Is that their love language? Because if that's their love language, then you got to figure out what you could do. But do they know that you're not a touchy-feely type of person? Like, what does that look like for them? These are like serious, serious questions, topics that we need to be having in our marriages if we want them to work, if we want them to be successful. I know sometimes it can be a hard conversation, but it's real. Okay? Talk about expectations. What are your expectations for your spouse? Like, you know, hey, when I come in from work or when I come in from school, or you know, I want this in about 5 years. I would like to see this in about 10 years. I want to do this. I want to go here. I want to go there. And I'm not talking about going to like the store or going shopping. No, you want to go to Italy. Oh my God, you want to go to Italy. Okay, so is that something your spouse wants to do? Is that something they're like, yeah, I'm good on that? Is that going to be a fellas trip? Is that going to be a girls trip? Is this going to be a couples trip? Like, what does that look like? Right? Expectations, right? It's best to be understood because you want to know where you're coming from. You don't want your spouse to be like, well, who are you? Who did I marry? And it's like, oh, if we had these conversations prior to getting married, then we would be very much ahead of where we are right now. Okay? And these are just things, topics, y'all. You know, and I think if we want our marriages to be stronger, take a moment to unpack the things that seem to be causing a little ruffle in your feathers in your union. A lot of times our spouse don't know we feel a certain way because we don't share it and they're not psychic. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your significant other to share how you're feeling, to be open and honest about that. And I'd say sooner than later. And as a matter of fact, if you're listening and you're thinking about getting married, I totally would talk about these type of things and have this conversation with her or with him and see where you guys land. It's better to know now than later, especially if it's not going to work in your favor. That was bars, but I didn't mean to make it bars. Well, that's all I got for you on this Marriage Monday. Just some fun tips, but some real conversational topics that we need to just start unpacking in our marriages, in our relationships, if we want to take them to the next level and we want to see longevity. I hope that you will join me tomorrow morning for Tap In Tuesday. Right here on the Top of the Morning Show, we'll be doing a Tap In Tuesday version, but more so for Tap In Tuesday tomorrow night, I'm going to have Emmy nominated, celebrity makeup artist Ashunta Sharif Kendrick will be stopping by tomorrow night. Man, we're going to talk about her beauty line, Ashunta Sharif Beauty. We're going to talk about her recent visit to the White House, where she sat on the panel to discuss DEI. That's diversity, equity, inclusion. We'll talk about her upcoming masterclass, 2-day workshop that she'll be having in New York, May 6th and 7th, I think it is. And so much more. I'm super excited about this queen coming on. She's amazing, beautifully, it's just beautifully spirited, natural beauty inside and out. So join us tomorrow night for that show. Until then, it's your girl TT from the D, and I'll see you soon.